This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, quick question. Lots of people are saying, look, what do we do for the London mayoral elections? Because we're in a tough position. We want to punish Labour because of their condemnable stance against the ceasefire, because centrally the Labour Party has been supporting Israel and its genocide and give it diplomatic support and political support. But at the same time, you know, what do we do in London? Because it's a very, very tight race between London's current mayor, Sadiq Khan, who is Labour, and also someone who is, you know, has been kind of openly Islamophobic and against Palestinian rights and so forth. So how would you advise people vote? How do we balance that? The desire to punish Labour, but also, you know, get someone in who is going to help Palestinian activism, help the brothers and sisters in Gaza as much as we can in London.
Okay. Yeah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think this is a very good question. And I don't think that this question is limited to the mayoral election, but also it covers the general election. Now, see, brothers and sisters, one big mistake in the democratic process, or if you want to say the democratic game, is that don't vote based on emotions. It doesn't work. The harm of it overweighs, the benefits of it, if there is any benefit, or if there are benefits. So I think the premise here, which is we want to punish Labour, is the wrong premise. Even if we say that it is a strategic decision, that should not be the premise. The premise is we want to have a strategic decision by not voting, for example, in this case, Labour, because the other option is better. So there is a ration behind it. There is a strategy, not just we want to punish this candidate, that candidate. We want to punish Labour, and then we should vote anyone else, or we should abstain from voting. I am talking about it as a general concept. See, I am in Istanbul now, okay, and I'm meeting different people. And yesterday, I was saying to some close people to me, without mentioning their name, I said to them, "Mashallah, are you happy that AK Party lost now?" They said, "No." I said, "But you used to say that we want to punish Erdogan. We want to punish AK Party." And then some of those people that I spoke to, including students, they said, "No, we didn't vote actually, neither for JHP, the winning party in these in most of the cities actually, in this community." Yeah, okay, local elections. And we didn't vote. I said, "Mashallah, well done." Okay. "You didn't vote. Actually, you voted for who?" Actually, my niece, who is young, she realized this. She said, "Yeah, you are right, uncle. Those who didn't, many, they didn't vote, and the JHP supporters, they went and voted." Okay, that's it. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, don't just use punishing as the deciding factor for your voting or for your...
I mean, to be fair, when we say punishing Labour, it's actually sending them a message that you can't take our votes for granted. You can't treat us with contempt. Okay. So it is a strategic thing. It does have some thinking behind it. I think. Well, it's just quick and easy to say punish Labour.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Now, if we were to say this, okay, we need to think of the other possibilities. So, okay, I agree with you. Let me agree with you. Then we will be rewarding another party. Is that true or not? So we will punish Labour and we will reward other parties that maybe if they were in power, they will be worse than Labour. And that's why in the world of elections and democracy, you need to what? You need, in fact, this is an Islamic principle. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Don't insult the gods of the disbelievers. If they are going to insult as a retaliation, if they are going to insult Allah Jalla wa Ala, this means that look at the bigger picture. Think of the consequences. The scholars of Usul al-Fiqh, they used to say, al-umuru bima'alatiha. Al-umur are connected to the outcome of that. Therefore, before I think of punishing Labour, am I rewarding any other party that is going to be worse than Labour? Yeah? Am I going to punish this candidate, this particular candidate, and reward another candidate? And don't say that we will abstain from voting, or we will vote for independent, okay, or some of our, you know, independent candidates, because that in of itself, if it is not done based on statistics and facts as much as we can, then that is considered to be what? Rewarding another party that is worse than Labour. Yeah. So I would like to add, if you allow me, for this statement that you used, which is we want to punish Labour, we want to send them a strong message. Let us add to it, okay, punish Labour, but don't reward those who are worse than Labour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the key point. Now, in terms of the mayoral election, do we have other options other than forget about the Labour? Do we have other options other than Sadiq Khan? Yeah, other viable options. Do we have that? Okay, and brothers and sisters, in politics and in the democratic process, you don't evaluate a person based on his statements, his maybe tactics, etc. No, you, number one, you evaluate the party or the individual based on his strategy, not tactics. And there is a difference between tactics and strategy. Number one, and strategy is decided by his past, yeah? Deciding by his other achievements, his failure, contextualizing those achievements, contextualizing those failures, yeah. Also studying his manifesto or his future. Okay, this is how to evaluate him. Now, also, when you evaluate him, you need to evaluate the other candidates. If they were in the position, are they going to do better? Yeah? Okay. Now, are you telling me, Dr. Salman, yeah, that if the conservative were in power, will they condemn Israel?
Probably the opposite. But I mean, in terms of...
I know you are playing the devil's advocate, so-called the devil's advocate. Okay, will they condemn, okay, the Zionists? Will they condemn the occupation?
No, they'll support them even more, it's clear.
Will they vote for ceasefire?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, now some people say, no, we need to go for independent. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
or Greens or the Green Party,
or the Greens, you know. If they can win, yeah, if there is a possibility for them to win, then go for it, yeah.
According to the polls,
by voting for them, just a minute, by voting for them, actually, you are rewarding certain parties,
yeah.
It is simple, and by the way, Dr. Salman, You know, I'm not saying, okay, we need to vote Labour, because for GLA, for example, Greater London Authority, don't vote Labour. Yeah, show them that we are not happy with them.
So the GLA is the kind of committee that holds the mayor to account and some things.
Okay, yeah, don't vote Labour. Don't vote Labour. So,
yeah.
And you know that I'm working with the brothers from the Muslim vote, okay? And we never agreed to vote Labour. Yeah, we said we need to check what is the best for each community, for each constituency.
Yeah, that I mean, for the general election, it's clear it's going to be more of a case by case thing. Different candidates looking at their records and giving recommendations and so forth.
Yeah,
And we look forward to getting more and more of your views for that. But for the London mayor in particular, it seems, just to be devil's advocate or Sadiq Khan's advocate, it seems that he's too big in terms of, if he was a non-Muslim mayor who wasn't part of Labour, it would have been an absolute no-brainer. In terms of policies, I remember you said before in an article, we need to think of policies over people. I think Sadiq Khan's biggest weakness is, might sound a bit odd to say this, is his Muslimness, because lots of people are upset that being a Muslim, he's doing lots of things that we might consider, not correct behavior for Muslims and so forth.
They are not. Okay, yeah. Certain things that he did, they are, of course, un-Islamic. We agree. We know about that.
Yeah.
But does that mean that his opponent will do Islamic things?
Yeah. So okay. In terms of policies, that's a kind of a no-brainer in terms of, homelessness, feeding the poor, policing, housing, air quality, all of these things.
Yeah,
supporting Gaza ceasefire, for example, being one of the earliest people. I don't like praising him. I'm not really a huge fan of him anyway. But just to be fair, he has been at odds with the Central Labour Party in terms of their vote on their stance on the ceasefire, and he was the earliest one of the earliest people to condemn Israel and so forth. But again, obviously, lots of people, Muslim people, might be upset with his advocacy for LGBT ideology. Instead of not just LGBT rights in certain kind of areas, but pushing certain ideologies and so forth. But again, when it comes to the horses in this race, it's a very, very close thing between, the polls suggest at least, between him and the Conservative Party candidate, who's made no kind of secret about her opposition to Muslims and the Palestinian demonstrations and all that kind of stuff.
For example, Dr. Salman, do you think that the Conservative or the Tory candidate will be, forget about pro-Palestine issue or pro-demonstrations, will the candidate be just in terms of allowing those demonstrations and protests, or is the candidate going to work actively to suppress or to stop those demonstrations?
Because London, she's come out and criticized it being demonstrations, saying that they should be shouldn't be allowed. If I'm not mistaken,
okay. So this is a critical thing, because now London is the hub of those demonstrations, and if we are not allowed to demonstrate in London, forget about just Palestine issue. Anything, this is the key issue. And that's why even for the non-Muslims, they need to understand this, that once we are supporting demonstrations for Palestine, or we are actually supporting demonstrations for the people's choice, which is, as they say, the heart of the democratic game. Now, unfortunately, the establishment, or many elements of the establishment, they don't want any opposition to their agenda, to their policies. And they want to suppress any any opposition for their agenda. So that's why we say, even to non-Muslims, you need to support us. in this issue because it became iconic. You know, became an icon for those who want to demonstrate for their independent choice, for their true freedom, yeah, for their true choice, for the true democracy. Yeah.
Zakla khair, Sheikh.
Allah very good.